And also, as a special guest, one of the newest SFJ members, Hiccup. How are you doing, Hiccup?
Oh, no. I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
There was a bit of a delay there.
Okay. All right. Hey, do you guys care if I go up to the fucking library? Because I don't think I'm going to get a good signal. I'm running it through my cell phone.
You're running through your cell phone?
There must be a delay.
Shit. Well, there is a delay. Fuck. Damn it.
Let's try to sing a song.
I'm going to go up to the library.
We'll
can you guys hear me? Fucking Christ.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
We can hear you fine. I'm trying to.
You can hear me now?
I've heard you the whole time.
That's good, because I'm on Verizon.
I'm trying to figure out if there's a delay or not.
Okay.
I'm thinking there is. So
sounds like there may be.
Okay, knock, knock.
All right. Hey, who's there?
Was that real time? Did you say that on time?
That was real time. Absolutely.
Yeah, dude. There's like you're a good second and a half behind us, if not a couple.
All right. I'm going to run up to the library. Is that all right? It'll take me, 5 minutes to run up there. It's almost across the street.
Okay. Yeah, that's cool.
Seriously?
Seriously, I'll go up to the library. It's no big deal. I mean, it really isn't. Like,
are you going to be able to curse and talk freely? And?
Oh, yeah, I'll yell nigger. It's cool. It's cool.
See?
And welcome once again to this episode of the SweetFeatheryJesus.com podcast. This is episode 23. Joining me tonight is Dr. P.
How's it going?
And also as a special guest, one of the newest SFJ members, Hiccup. How are you doing, Hiccup?
Hey, it's me. Thanks for having me.
All right.
Are you hanging out beside the library?
Yeah, this is the most white trash thing I've ever done.
Oh, that's awesome.
Unfortunately, we don't have Booze tonight. Booze is a bit under the weather. He left us a voicemail calling in sick to the show.
All right, this is Booze here, phoning in sick to the podcast, I'm afraid. I've been off work, sick with the flu for the last couple of days. And as Sweet February Jesus regulars will tell you, that's very unlike me. So I've got very, very... I normally work very, very hard. So it's probably my body's way of saying to me, you know, calm down, take it down a notch, Booze. You can't keep up this superhuman pace forever. And you've got to listen to the body, haven't you? So when you got a work ethic like mine, you don't get much free time to sit around watching films and stuff. So I've got a couple of films lined up I'm going to check out over the next couple of days. Batman LA. Someone's telling me that's excellent, so I can't wait to see that. And another film, I don't know whether you've heard of it, is called Heat. And that's got Al Pacino and Robert De Niro in it. In the same film together. That's got to be good, isn't it? I can't believe I haven't seen it before, really. So do a good show, chaps. And hang on, let me try and end off on a big cough for you. Wait a sec.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. What kind of pussy gets too sick to do a podcast?
Jesus Christ, he sounds like a pussy when he coughs, too. Oh.
You guys are cruel.
If you're too sick to talk...
Yeah, he must be real sick, really sick.
Yeah, he must be. I think he's actually done more podcasts this year than he has worked at his real job. So
days of work, yeah, probably.
We're on the 23rd podcast. I think he may be on his 20th day of work.
Yeah, it's only August. Yeah.
So, yeah, we miss Booze tonight, but, you know, well, he's got to do what he's got to do. And like I said, Booze is gone, but he brought up the idea, and this was actually his idea for the show, discussing some bad manners. Mm. And we've all dealt with it. And
it's going to be hard to do this show without the Englishman.
I'm not so sure. There was actually one incident that stands out in my mind of bad manners. It actually happened, I think, around 2000, I guess. I was still in college at the time. And little place near college. Not everyone, you know, not everyone was carrying a cell phone. And so me and my girl, we were at a little Italian place there where I went to school in North Carolina. And there was this dude, and it's really like almost in a little strip mall kind of Italian place. Tiny little dining area and just one room. Maybe it may have been about 20 by 30, the dining area. And this guy is sitting there in the dining area on his cell phone paying his bills. Just sitting
there. Of course.
Paying his bills, apparently as loud as he could, reading out his credit card number.
Smooth.
Yeah. And it was so obnoxious and so annoying that I actually copied down the next time he recited his credit card number and tried to use it to pay for my meal, but they wouldn't let me. It's like, no, we can't do that. We need to have the card. So he almost paid for my meal, but that was may have been one of the rudest things I'd ever heard in my life. Just some guy, he paid, I think, like three bills, each separate calls.
Yeah, I don't dig the cell phone thing, and it, especially in dining. You're sitting down to actually eat a meal. Someone talking on their phone is fucking obnoxious. And I don't know why, because someone talking across the table to the person next to them doesn't bother me. But and in the grocery store, it bothers me. In driving, it bothers me. I'll tell you why.
It's okay. My dad has this problem. It's a volume issue, where you can be talking to my dad and, you know, it's fine. It's a normal conversation. But once he gets on the phone, he's fucking yelling like a retard, just like he's trying to squeeze his voice through just like the tiniest little tube there.
Right, right.
He doesn't realize the concept of microphones. And
it's like he's trying to make sure he can hear them that far away.
Right.
In case the microphone goes out.
Right.
Man, yeah, that's what it was like with this guy. And he just was just reading up. Yeah, it's a Visa. Right, it's 4-4, and it's just like, oh, God, dude, again? You're going to read off your... And everybody in this place was just like, is this guy really reading off his credit card number in public? And it was just, I was just like, oh, my God, I couldn't believe it.
You didn't happen to catch his social, did you?
What's that?
You didn't happen to catch his social, did you?
I wish.
Credit card
Mother's numbers. Maiden name.
I would have sold that off in a heartbeat to somebody.
At least bought yourself a flashlight with it.
Oh, yeah. Certainly. That's a great idea.
You know, we should be sponsored by the flashlight. They come up every episode.
Every episode we mention the flashlight.
Well, it's like the most humiliating thing you can accuse a guy of buying that I can think of. You know?
Speaking of bad manners, is it considered bad manners to use another guy's flashlight?
I would say definitely. I would not fuck a used flashlight.
I wonder what they go for on Craigslist.
Personally, I refrain from that. But
yeah. <each zone. laughs>
I'm not sure I could fuck a new flashlight, but I know. Yeah. The thought somebody had done it before me. I don't know. Call me old-fashioned.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean,
I want my fleshlight pure.
using that same logic, you'd say you'd only have sex with virgins.
Well, I know, but that logic, and it's funny. I don't want to have sex with virgins. But, I don't even know if I could use my own fleshlight twice. If I used one, I think I would have to throw it away. I couldn't. Well, you know how you feel too, like, and it can be after sex or after beating off, where you just like look at that person or even that image, and you're just like, ugh, what the fuck did I just do? that just minor repulsion, real quick, is imagine, yeah, a fucking tube with your jizz in it. You'd throw it away. They ought to make disposable ones, and you just buy a case of them or something.
Or self-cleaning.
That's what the money would be. No, I don't want any part of cleaning. It's just...
Self-cleaning.
Yeah, I know.
It cleans itself. Yeah.
Well, that's what vag does.
Yeah, but that's kind of the human body. I mean, that's what it's meant to do. And I don't know, man. I bet they got a little mess to deal with. Not to be crude or anything, but if you blow
a load. Oh, no, not on this show.
But you blow a load in a girl, she's got a mess down there. No doubt. They always go to the bathroom. There's a reason. They're getting that out of them. Best they can.
Yes, we know. We know, P. We know.
That's sort of self-cleaning, yeah.
I'm glad you clarified.
Yeah, this is a completely unexpected tangent that we
What if you had a fleshlight with consciousness?
Oh, that could be fun.
They already have those.
You know, it doesn't have to have consciousness, but it does need to have a sense of shame.
Right, right.
Do they have black fleshlights?
Yes.
They do.
No, they don't.
Good. Yes, they do.
I thought they had pink and blue.
No.
When I see an Indian fleshlight, I'm going to purchase that shit.
Are we talking casino Indian or are we talking 7-Eleven Indian?
Blasco, you're confusing me for somebody who's picky. I'm not. Jesus Christ.
So let's see. All right. I'm on their website right now. I'm going to see. I swear I think there is. Oh, there's a black casing.
Yeah.
There's clear. Mm. Oh, yeah, there is one called Alien that's blue.
Yeah. It's Avatar. It's Avatar pussy. It is. That's exactly what it's supposed to be. They just can't say Avatar because they don't want to get sued.
That is awesome.
You know there's nerds out there that got so into Avatar, they want them some Avatar pussy.
I'll bet they did.
Dude, holy. I was one of them.
Really?
Oh, yes.
You were into Avatar.
Oh, dude, I really liked it. I really did.
I just thought it was just so... It was so cliche to me. I mean, it looked great. Sure. I loved the look of it. But I was like, man, I've seen this story. I don't know how many times.
Yeah, it's the Last Samurai, alien blue people version.
Yeah.
This is what it is.
Yeah, I was just like, man.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Maybe this is a Southern thing, a NASCAR thing, but people who get mad when you pass them.
Yeah, it's like you've insulted their manhood or something.
Yeah, and then, you know, I've been flipped off or then had my ass ridden. And I'm a pretty chill driver, and it's like, really? I passed you? And, you know, I always have a loaded gun on me. And I do. And I just have to smile and take it. I can't even flip them back off or anything, you know, legally.
Yeah, just wave it around.
Well, no. That'll
show them.
I said flip them off. I would never wave a gun around. Although it has crossed my mind how cool it would be to just fucking point, you know, a really big black pistol right at somebody who just shot me a bird.
You don't even have to point it. You just need to brandish it, you know, in the window. Like, okay.
Yeah, that's just as illegal. If you're going to commit the crime, go all the way. I'm really almost never an asshole when I'm driving. There are two times I can think of. If there's road work ahead, mm-hmm. and, you know, a lane's closing or, you know, a highway's going down to one lane, everybody starts merging over. You always see that one asshole who stays in the ending lane passing everyone, you know, trying to get as far up as he can.
Yes.
I will not let that prick over. I will kiss the bumper of the car in front of me so he can't get in.
I do that every day on my commute home.
You do that thing I hate?
No. I do the thing where I won't let them in because there's a street like that here in Austin that people are notorious for that, and it just drives everyone nuts. Pretty much everybody does it.
Nice. you shouldn't even be able to get over if you go up that far, you know, to where the barricade's starting.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's seen a quarter mile ahead the signs, and they've gotten over and gone ahead and slowed down.
Yeah.
I despise that. And also, when traffic is slow and somebody tries to pass me on the right,
yeah,
it's already slow traffic. I'll get closer to the car ahead so they won't get in.
Oh, God.
Dude, they're not getting there any faster being one car length ahead.
I know.
And I know they're just going to...
passive-aggressive. You're so passive-aggressive.
No, really, listen.
You got some anger in you.
No, listen to this. All they're trying to do is jump in front of me and then have to hit their brakes as soon as they squeeze in. And I know they're going to do that shit. And, you know, fuck it. I'm going as fast as I can, motherfucker. You know? I'm not leaving a gap there for you to goddamn pull in front of me and put on your brakes like you'll have to do because you accelerated to get in front of me. Now you're there and have to stop.
What about you, Hiccup? What do you got?
What do I got? I got plenty of stuff. It just depends on. I was talking about. I put on my list. Ungrateful homeless people. I went to Burger King. I went to Burger King on fucking Christmas Day, and I'd gotten a $10 gift certificate for Burger King, and I was like,
"What a Merry Christmas for you!"
Well, yeah, it's for my mother-in-law too, so that's she really likes me.
That's awesome.
I was going to Burger King, and you know, and I thought like it's Christmas Day. I see this homeless guy. He comes up to me, asks me for money, and I'm like, all I'm carrying is the fucking gift card. I'm not giving you money. I'm not going to give you money because I don't have money, and I wouldn't give you money even if I did.
Yeah.
But, okay, so I'm like, you know what? It's Christmas Day. I'd like to play a little Santa Claus. And so I asked him, I was like, well, I'll get you some food. And keep in mind, this is a fucking $10 gift certificate. And he's like, I was like, so what do you want? Are you hungry? You want some food? And he goes, yeah, I'll take a double Whopper with cheese and a chocolate shake. No. And I was like, it's like, dude, I got a $10 gift certificate. And I was like, okay, you know what? Let's remember the reason for the season. And so I walk in there. It's $5.29 for a fucking Whopper without cheese. Fuck that. You're getting a fucking double cheeseburger and some water.
Well, dude, it was Christmas.
And nothing says, you know, happy holidays like a gift certificate to Burger King.
I still have fond memories of that.
Oh,
really?
It's... Man, ingrate. Well, he wanted the cash, I'm sure. He would rather have the cash.
He said stuff he likes. It's...
I just love the fact that he actually had a very specific order.
Yeah.
When you said
like a chocolate shake.
All right. Well,
he will not accept a vanilla shake or a strawberry shake. He would rather have a chocolate shake. Thank you.
Motherfucker, you're getting a junior Whopper and a small fry and you're going to like it. So.
You know, I said I got him a double cheeseburger. I think I did get him a junior Whopper.
Oh, man. Oh, God. Ingrates. Yes. I know I don't know if you guys have noticed, but one of the biggest manners issues I've seen nowadays is kids.
Oh, Christ.
And it even comes to dealing with their parents. I've seen kids just talking to their parents in a way that would have gotten me pretty much beaten to death if I had done it when I was a kid.
I did it to my dad as a kid, personally.
Oh, you did? Yeah.
My dad was a big wrestler in high school, and I thought I was going to just beat the shit out of him because, you know, I'm pretty awesome. And fucking he put my ass on the ground so quick, so good.
My dad did that to me, too.
He humbled you.
My penis instantly shrunk.
He humbled you and fucked your ass.
My dad about made me eat grass as a freshman in college.
Ooh.
And I was a big dude. I was lifting weights. I played football. And he fucking just threw me around like a child. He had that old man strength.
I don't know. It's like your dad is like your own personal kryptonite. I don't know.
It's not a numbers game. Yeah, it's not a numbers game.
You're just like, my God, why can't...
No, dude, he was stronger than me.
I can't even beat my dad at basketball to this day. I mean, the guy just completely outplays me.
Judging by your accent, he's pretty rough, dude. I mean, just going off that, I'd say your dad's a pretty rough dude. I don't know him, but
he's actually pretty chill. He's really chill. He's got a really good sense of humor. But my God, don't piss him off.
There's a snapping point.
Yeah, there is a snapping point. And if you piss him off, he may not get loud, but he's got that quiet, seething anger that just makes you uncomfortable, not even having to do anything. Oh shit! The one time I saw it come out was when he actually. For about 2 years there, I had a stepmother and a stepbrother until they divorced. And my stepbrother was about 4 years older than me.
I had that too, dude.
And he picked on me quite a bit.
Of course.
And apparently my dad had just gotten sick of it. And they got into a wrestling match. And my dad eventually had him on the ground. They were basically sitting on the floor, and my dad was holding his arms behind him, you know, kind of almost like in a straitjacket kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And he was just sitting there holding him like that. He's like, yeah, you going to keep this up? You going to keep doing this, huh?
Nice.
And I was just like, oh, shit.
You are bringing back post-traumatic stress disorder on me.
Oh, really?
That is to a T what happened. I couldn't fucking breathe, and he's like, you're going to stop now, right? And I was like, I was a cocky fuckhead. And I was like, yeah, you're a fucking pussy. Shut the fuck up.
Oh.
And you know, and I was a horrible kid. But, yeah, no, this I will go through therapy because of this.
Oh, man. Yeah, I was just glad I wasn't on the receiving end of it. Because I was like, my God.
Was your stepbrother also a UNC fan?
You know, I think he was.
Mine was. That is the biggest reason I hate them. And yeah. I just saw that mean older stepbrother in so many people after that wearing baby blue. You know?
Yeah. I don't know. Apparently he just, you know, I was much smaller and he just felt like he was entitled. Too. He just felt entitled to just give me a hard time. I did get him one time though. He was like messing and he had like thrown me like on the ground or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I brought my foot up and I clocked him right in the chin with my heel. And yes. that got him to stop for at least a couple of weeks.
I did something fucked up to mine too.
Yeah.
Yeah. This was actually one of the better pranks he ever pulled. It was usually not this creative. But he put this fucking devil mask on the coat rack and a coat over it and all this and put it by my bed while I was taking a nap one afternoon. And dude, if I would have had a gun, I would have shot that thing. It scared the fuck out of me. I started, like, trying to quote scripture and shit. It scared the fucking piss out of me, dude. And it, I mean, I bet it took me several seconds to realize what the fuck it was.
Oh.
And I got him the next day. He was sleeping on the couch. And I put an iron in the fire in the fireplace and got it red hot. Ooh. And held it about 2 or 3 inches from his face and said his name.
Oh.
And he woke up and I said, I will put your fucking eyes out. I'll fucking kill you in your sleep. I'll start with your cat. I'm going to kill that cat. And, you know, he did still fuck with me after that. It was never bad. Never as bad.
Jesus. Damn. Yeah, the iron thing. That nice.
Mm. I would have burned him with it, dude. It crossed in my mind. I was like, I know he'll have a huge scar if I touch him in the face with it.
You know, so. not too long ago, Hiccup mentioned a little thing about anger issues.
Mm-hmm.
I think he may have something there.
No, that was something when I was a kid. I was like 14.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You can have anger from that far back.
Nah, yeah. That's some fucking psycho head trip bullshit.
So with
stuff happened that long ago, you get over.
With manners and all, have you guys? It made it all over the internet. Did you guys see the little pre-movie preview that the Alamo Drafthouse put out?
No,
a couple months ago.
Yeah, I think I did, about the old lady bitching about people talking and everything.
No, this one was about they kicked a girl out for texting during a movie, and that's just the Alamo's policy. You do that. You do that shit. We will kick you, as they put on their screen. We'll kick your ass out. Mm-hmm. And they did.
That is a good posse.
It's a great posse. That's why I always patronize the Alamo Draft House here. So they took. So this girl apparently took offense to it, called the Alamo Draft House, and left a voicemail. An angry voicemail about how she's upset about being kicked out of your fucking theater for texting, and I didn't know it. And so they decided They decided to use this in a promo. And as one of the things before the movie, it says, hey, shut the fuck up and don't tweet or text or anything else, because it totally counts as talking to and all this stuff. And they put her voicemail on there. And that's in movie theaters are probably one of the worst places for that now. And if I remember correctly, Dr. P, you had a story about the movies here recently too, didn't you?
Yeah.
How's that for a segue?
Oh, I'm not doing my stoners proud by this one.
All right.
I decided to get really high and go see Rise of the Apes.
Of course.
And I did that and met a friend at the theater, and the lady at the ticket booth was like, first door right. Well, I stopped to get some popcorn on my way in, and we were about 9 minutes after, 9 o'clock showing, and opened the door, and the movie's already started. But I'm like, all right, the monkeys are in cages. It's the beginning. So I run to the very front, sit down, watch the movie, and about an hour later, directed by, you know, here starts credits. I'm like, is this some kind of weird fucked up thing and they roll the credits in the middle of the movie? Or, you know? And well, no, because they only threw up one and then the movie kind of came to an end. But yeah, I walked into an 8 o'clock showing at 9 and only saw the second half of the movie. But in my defense, dude, the monkeys were in cages. They were just starting to get some consciousness. I watched them use tools the first time. You know, you can't convince me I missed anything really that important. I got to see them wreck the fuck out of a helicopter and all the cool stuff they did and all the special effects. So, you know, I do, if it showed Frida Pinto in a bathing suit and I missed that or something, I'll be upset. But otherwise, man, no, that was the way to see it. It was awesome.
If I'm ever cramped on time, this is my movie going experience from now on.
It was the ultimate movie the way I saw it, because I would have been almost not high anymore by the time the monkeys started wrecking shit. And the way I watched it, I was blazed. So. Hey, let's take our 10 o'clock leak break. I guess you'll be going in a bush there, Hiccup. But yeah, I'll be back. Yeah, we usually take a little stretch right
now. They still have landscaping globes here, like the metallic globes. I think I'll go on that.
Oh, cool. Nice. You get a nice reverberation sound on that, too. Yeah.
And some worker will appreciate it later.
Yeah. So, Belasco,
yeah.
I
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the Sav doesn't like me as well. And, you know, I really liked him on the podcast. I thought he was really funny and stuff. But I made a reference to Crash or something. Oh. And then I regretted it immediately, and I was like, oh, fuck that.
I think Sav's okay. I don't think you have to worry about that. You have to – on this site, you kind of have to be thick-skinned. Yeah, so yeah.
I went back. This is really the creepy part, honestly. this is the super creepy part. Like, I've gone back. Well, first of all, like, the posts on there, like, over time, it's not like they get less funny. I mean, it's just a funny group of guys. I mean, I looked at you guys mentioned on the first podcast, Ted Bell Lover. And so I went to his
Oh God.
Okay. All right. So he's
Ted Bell Lover is one of the wonks too. He doesn't show up very much anymore, but man, he posted a picture of the inside of his refrigerator one time, and we were just like, holy shit.
It was one of the greatest things I've ever seen on the internet. I opened Photoshop just to make arrows and font to describe what was in there.
How many jars of mustard were in there?
There were
like
three.
11?
What? Dude, were they really? I looked.
Oh, there were way more than three.
Okay. I'll be quiet.
maybe it was three. It sure seems like there was more.
No.
Because I remember more mustard than Sling Blade eats.
Oh, God.
But there were just open cans. Open cans of stuff. That was like the weirdest. I would never open a can of pork and beans. I've never opened one, period.
But,
eat half of it and just stick the can, a metal can, back in your fridge. You know, there's this stuff called Tupperware. He had all these canned goods just standing open in his fridge. And bowls, uncovered bowls of stuff. But, you know, the crazy thing was, he was like, oh, here, because we were, I don't know, it came up, like, what food is a constant topic. And, you know, we started posting pictures of the inside of our refrigerator, just showing, like, things we always have on hand. And he was like, oh, here's the inside of mine. Like it was normal. And well, like he had seen ours. And of course, everybody wipes theirs down, make sure it doesn't, you know, nobody here can bust their balls about it.
Oh, of course. Because you will get your balls busted.
Yeah. And then he just posted that monstrosity. It was unbelievable. I thought for a second it was a joke. And, you know, as his balls were being busted, and he was like, no, that's, you know, that's safe. You know, that's when I decided it needed to be properly labeled.
I'm still shocked that Don Barris read any of your shit on air. And not that first of all, it was fucking hilarious. Everything that got sent to the Big Three was
oh my God, that show. It's gotta come back on soon. It's got to.
Oh yeah.
He's got money for a studio. I mean, I don't know how much, but he got several $100 for that stupid neck brace. I thought I was going to get it because I was like, nobody but me is willing to pay $100 for that fucking neck brace. And next thing I know, it went like five something. I was like, I'm not even watching anymore.
Wow. Yeah, that was man.
But you know what they really should do? I would buy the Big Three action figures like they released in the movie.
Yes.
With the really ugly Perry and the other, and Mole and Don looking so good.
Yes.
And Perry with that ogre face. I would pay $100 right now for a set of those.
It looks like they took a blowtorch to the head of
it. I know. And his gut was so big, and they were all buff, and he has this round little belly just poking out. That was so great. I would buy that. I would buy Big Three coffee mug stationery, shit like that too. But
biggest thing is that he was selling Windy City Heat with that thing, and I've got Windy City Heat, and that's the only downside. Like everything else sounded great, but I'm not spending fucking $20 on Windy City Heat. I already have it.
Yeah. Oh my God.
But the action figures, I would
dude, it would be, I would cherish them so much, I would lock them in my gun safe.
Would you be one of those collector types that doesn't even take it out of the package?
That's tough. I really would like
to buy two.
You have to pose Perry. You do. It's not really an option.
Yeah.
There you is have no to buy Perry two of each one. One to keep as a collector's item in the package, and one to pose around.
Yeah, because I'd want to cut out my own little neck brace to put on them and stuff. Yeah, and I'd kind of like them standing beside my computer all the time. That'd keep me in a bit from it.
By the way, he's got some awesome tweets. Speaking of Twitter.
Oh, my God. Perry does not understand the concept of putting an at in someone's name when he's talking to them.
You got to make sure.
It's like reading St. Jimmy. We may should have kept St. Jimmy and Larry around. They'd be like our Perry, dude.
Dude, you're the biggest dick in the world to Larry.
Which one, me or P?
No, P. You shouldn't mean P.
What do you mean?
Talk.
That night that I was getting short with him, he sounded like a fucking sputtering jalopy, dude.
I was just asking if you have seen the Larry videos we've got on YouTube.
I have seen him.
Okay.
Jack his cane off.
Okay. Just several making sure. Times.
My wife thoroughly enjoyed it, and then then she said, "These guys are assholes." So.
Yeah, we are. But you never got to see his impression of Obama.
Oh, dude, no! Oh. I looked for that too because.
Oh my
on the
God.
Noob thread, it says, like, hey, give him a taste or something. You give him a taste for free. And then so I looked for that fucking blackface.
We had a black guy put on blackface and hide it from the people at his Jell-O school and turn his webcam on. That kid did more stupid things. He'd do anything you asked. Like, hey, Larry, pull your eye out. Holy shit. But you got to remember, he's stone blind. So he wouldn't sit exactly in the same place every time, of course. And you're having we lost some of the best material because he was half off cam. But
yeah,
he would just about do anything you told him would be really funny. And he missed so many spots trying to put blackface on himself being blind. That was the funniest part of all, was just pink skin everywhere showing through.
It was like if you gave a sighted guy a magic marker taped to a 10-foot pole and told him to apply it to Larry's face.
And gave him about a half hour, yeah.
Yeah. It just looked so bad. And the stupid afro wig. Did he put in fake gold teeth too? I know he did something with his teeth.
He did at the beginning, and he couldn't talk with them, so he gave up.
Yeah, it was made him just sound like. That's all.
They kept
could...
dropping out. Yeah, Larry took solid abuse for 3 years.
Jesus, 2005 until maybe four.
How about when he posted that picture of his sister upside down? I thought he was doing it for comedic effect.
No, he just didn't know.
Yeah.
My favorite thing that he did was when he would change his avatar.
Oh, my
He
God.
Didn't know the difference between resizing an image and cropping an image. So you'd get like a 100x100 square of the top left corner of some image that you have no idea what the rest of it is. That's all you get. You just get this top left corner of some image. Of his
you
head.
Guys are going to hell.
Because he cropped it instead of resized it. I loved it.
You know, the fact the motherfucker could even put an avatar in is pretty impressive. if my eyes were closed, you'd give me all the hearing software in the world. Having seen my whole life, too, and being able to type, no way.
Oh, my God.
No way I could do it.
That guy just was a monster. He was a monster on the forums. He was just gold. My
yeah, we thought his spelling was bad till his friend St. Jimmy came along.
Why isn't he on the podcast? I really want to find out more.
I think because he hates St. Jimmy.
Why? Yeah, he, yeah, why?
He's not as aloof as Larry. So he actually knows that we're that. He actually understands that we're not being good to him. he was kind of like a dog. He was kind of like his own dog, Freckles, in that regard.
Yeah. Yes.
He was loyal.
You can kick him every time he comes over, but he's still going to come over. Yeah.
Jimmy was more like a cat. In the fact that if you kick it, it's not going to come around you very much. Yeah.
Dude, he just needs one friend on the forum, and I think he'd be back. I mean, I'm just judging by what I've heard of him. I think he. Yeah.
Oh man.
Someone to say, yeah, that's right. Anime is awesome, and he would come around.
It'd be fun to start a little behind the scenes campaign and start an anime thread. All of us just post like anime we like. I guess I'd go to Google and see top 10 anime and pick number 6 or something.
My favorite's Naruto. I love Naruto.
So
not really, but yeah.
we'll all just chip in and yeah, I'm Team Naruto. How about you?
You know, my chick watched an anime on Netflix that, despite being completely silly, I have to give it credit because I mean it was just full of fucking upskirt panty shots. Huh. All over the. It's, I think it was called. What was it called? Sekirei or something?
Yeah, you can make all kinds of noises like that.
Wait! It was like a porno. Title. It was like a porno.
No. I mean, it was regular anime. There wasn't really much in the fact of what I would call X-rated. There was just a little bit of nudity as far as boobs go, but man, they never missed an opportunity to do a panty shot. Yeah, to do the upskirt shot.
Nice.
Never missed an opportunity for that.
That is a sexy thing.
Yeah.
Even
in a cartoon.
Yeah, I don't know. Drawn. Yeah, I guess it still kind of would. Yeah, I know it would because playing Resident Evil 4, the president's daughter, when she'd climb ladders and stuff, you could get a peek, and I'd always make my guy look up when she'd I'd make her go up ladders all the time.
And that will do it for this episode of the SweetFeatheryJesus.com podcast, episode 23. Special thanks to Dr. P, who is Be the Catfish on Twitter. You can follow him there. And special thanks to Booze for calling in and letting us know he wouldn't be there. I'd like to also thank our new member at Sweet Feathery Jesus, Hiccup. Thanks for coming on the show. If you're not a member of SweetFeatheryJesus.com, we invite you to join, especially if you're a regular listener to the podcast. Come on over to the site and enjoy some of the laughs we're having there at SweetFeatheryJesus.com. If you'd like to email me, my email address is belasco@SweetFeatheryJesus.com. The SweetFeatheryJesus.com Twitter is sfj.com, sfjdotcom. We'll be back next week with boobs and a boob. So until next time, take care.
Can you guys hear me?